Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2011. It seems like every monsoon season, there's always a morning like this morning. With the overcast, a little bit of drizzle, we usually get one of those kind of morning rains during our summer thunderstorm season, and today, I guess, is the day. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're also delighted to have our simulcast partners along. Our friends in Globe are listening on KJAA AM 1240, and our friends down in Cochise County in Douglas at KAPR AM 940. The Buckmaster Show is always on our worldwide website at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with an archive of previous programs. Plus, thanks to our new agreement with the online Tucson Sentinel News Service, the Buckmaster Show can also be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. Today's lineup, a leadoff interview with Dr. Ray Woosley, Dr. Woosley of the Tucson-based Critical Path, or CPATH. Why does it take a decade, sometimes two decades, to get critical life-saving medication approved and to your neighborhood pharmacy? That's going to be my first question for Dr. Woosley here in about a minute. At 20 minutes past the hour, Habitat for Humanity Tucson, they are planning to build a special house to mark the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on America. We'll talk with the Habitat for Humanity Executive Director, Michael McDonald. Then at the bottom of the hour, the two Green Party candidates for the mayor of Tucson will square off. That should be fun. And even though the Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show, we always encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll-free from anywhere in North America, 1-866-725-5467. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And of course, if you have a story idea or a particular guest you would like to hear interviewed, please let me know. Okay, Dr. Woosley is with us from the Tucson-based Critical Path, known as CPATH. It's a one-of-a-kind nonprofit organization that's working with the biopharmaceutical industry and the FDA to transform drug development by getting safe drugs to the marketplace faster. Now joining us, Dr. Woosley. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
You too, Bill. It's great to be here, and I want to thank you for the invitation. And thank you for being behind us from the very beginning, four or five years ago.
We first had you on the TV show talking about this idea for CPATH. It has really grown. It has really blossomed. It's certainly needed. It's now a worldwide organization. It's an economic engine in Tucson.
It is, and it's because this community listened to you. They heard you put out the call for changing the way we develop new products. And this 20-year to get a new product, it incensed people. They pointed out and they recognized it didn't take us 20 years to get a new drug for AIDS. We got that in a year and a half. Why can't we do that for cancer? Why can't we do that for Alzheimer's? And people listened to you and others in this community, got behind us, gave us the first 5 years of support that allowed us to be that neutral ground where the industry could come together with the FDA. And thanks to people like Janet Woodcock at the Food and Drug Administration, leaders who said, we want to work with industry, but we want to do it on our terms, on neutral ground. And Arizona created that neutral ground. And we now have 55 of the most brilliant, inspired scientists working right here in Tucson, coordinating over 1,000 scientists that go over 17 time zones. I mean, they get together every month on the telephone and every quarter in person to share how can we test drugs better.
And it gives the industry a big nudge where it really needs to get that nudge. And it is frustrating, as you know, the consumers read, or they read online, they read it in the newspaper, they hear it on the radio or TV. The pharmaceutical company puts out a PR release saying that they have a cure, a possible cure for such and such. Well, everybody gets all excited, especially the people who are directly affected and their families. Where can I get this?
Right.
When's it going to be at my corner pharmaceutical drugstore? And it takes years.
Yeah. And, you know, they find out that not only does it's not going to be here until 10 years from now, it's going to cost $100,000 a year to take. So we can't wait that long, or we shouldn't have to wait that long. And when we get them, we can't afford them, because there's been so much waste during the process, because there's been no place until now, thanks to Tucson, where the industry could come together with the FDA and say, how can we do this for the patients that are waiting? And instead of trying to make a lot of money and the FDA trying to be the best policeman in the world, how can we be public health servants together?
CPATH, I know you're going to make an announcement this morning or this afternoon on the Buckmaster Show about launching the Critical Path Foundation. What is that about?
We're really excited about that because, you know, the Arizona community helped us get started. Over between Southern Arizona's 11 million and 13 million from Science Foundation Arizona, that 24 million has gotten us through the first six or so years. But the future, we don't take funding from the drug industry. That's an important distinction. So that means we need to have funding from a neutral source, and that's what the Critical Path Foundation was created to do, to bring in those funds that will be neutral. And we are really excited. As you said, we're global. We're working with 35 drug companies around the world, the European regulators, the Japanese. We've been invited to open an office in Japan.
Wow.
We're talking to people in China. But former Senator Bob Bennett from the state of Utah has agreed to lead our foundation. And Senator Bennett is launching the foundation with the help of two additional seasoned development officers to help us raise the money to sustain what we've created here in Tucson.
You know, Oro Valley prides itself, Dr. Woosley, as being the pharmaceutical center for Southern Arizona. I think CPATH has a lot to do with what's going on there in Oro Valley with these pharmaceuticals expanding.
They're our partners. You know, Sanofi of Venice is one of the partners on one of our Science Foundation Arizona grants. Ventana, Roche Ventana now, is the other partner for our other Science Foundation grant. So we work with them hand in glove. And there's no other city of 1 million people in this country that has two global pharmaceutical giants in their backyard doing the kind of work they're doing. We're very fortunate. And that's because of the science that's come out of the University of Arizona.
What particular, can you give us a little hint on what particular diseases or infirmities that CPATH is working to try to find a cure for?
We have really been successful in getting the pharmaceutical industry to work together on Alzheimer's disease. 11 companies put together the data for 4,000 Alzheimer's patients, data that had been sitting on their shelves helping no one, is now in a publicly available database based here in Tucson by a company named Affibian, one of our partners, who's making this database of 4,000 patients available to scientists all over the world. So we now know more about Alzheimer's because of that database. So when a drug is ready to be tested, it'll be tested better because of that. We're doing the same for Parkinson's disease, polycystic kidney disease, a major cause of renal failure in this country. Those are some of the many. We're working on asthma, working on lung cancer, breast cancer, and we have companies sharing how to test drugs for those diseases every day.
This is the Buckmaster Show on our home AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and I'm going to have Dr. Woosley slip on his headset so we can listen to caller Charles to the Buckmaster Show. Charles, go ahead. You're on the Buckmaster Show with Dr. Woosley of CPATH.
Thank you, Dr. Woosley. Wonderful work that you do. How long would it take a drug to get to market if the FDA had no involvement whatsoever in the process?
Good question.
Excellent question. You know, a lot of people think that's the answer, is just take away the regulators. But in fact, the FDA process is a seal of approval. There are a lot of products out on the market today that are bogus. And how do you know a really good one from a bogus one? So the evaluation, I mean, it's too bad that we have to do that. But in fact, the FDA evaluation gives us greater assurance that the medicines we're going to take will help us.
So there needs to be, in your opinion, has to be some kind of oversight.
Right. And it has to be an oversight that's dedicated to the public health. Someone who's willing to take good scientific risk for us.
For each public dollar from Arizona, CPATH provides, what, an 8 return or something? 8-to-1 return?
8-to-1 return on investment.
That's an economic generator.
And we've also helped create 4 new companies that are getting started here in Tucson. We work with our partners. We think, and the people at Roche Ventana and Sanofi believe that we're a positive part of the environment here. Those 1,000 scientists that we work with come here for meetings now, and we hold those meetings here at the events here in Tucson.
CPATH was your idea, and the name Critical Path, I think that summarizes really what you're all about. It is a critical path from development to the doctor to the patient.
Exactly. The problem has been that the critical path of the past was more than 10 years and very convoluted. A lot of the products just before they got to the end of the path would fail. 19 out of 20 would fail.
That many would fail.
Yeah. So it's it is an engineering term, actually, the critical path. I've learned from our friends from IBM who help us. Rick Myers, amongst them, our COO, taught us the engineering principles. You know, we were a bunch of academic scientists, but we needed the discipline of the engineering profession.
Do you think the expansion will continue? You're at 55 new high-paying jobs in Tucson, looking at expanding?
With the foundation's help, that's our goal, is to grow the number of scientists that are here, because the work is enormous. We're working, we could be 1,000 people coordinating 100,000 scientists because of the scope of the problem we're facing.
Has the economic downturn hit the pharmaceutical industry very hard?
Well,
or not so.
It has, but it's not the way you would think. The economic downturn is not the big part of the problem because they're still selling their drugs and making good money on them. The problem they're facing is their pipeline has dried up because the 19 out of 20 that have failed. So that's the real problem. They're cutting back on their research for the first time in ever.
Wow. Dr. Ray Woosley of CPATH has been with us talking about really the critical work that they do at the Critical Path. Dr. Woosley, good luck to you, and keep us informed with the CPATH and the new Critical Path Foundation. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up now on 1217, it is 1217 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to be talking about Habitat for Humanity Tucson, a 9/11 dedication house that they are planning to launch on the 9/11 10-year anniversary. That's next on the Buckmaster Show. If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day. Firo Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. With 30 projects underway, including River Road to Ruthroth along La Cholla and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution in the area and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tankaverde, at the southwest corner of Tankaverde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tankaverde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery, on the corner of Tankaverde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
It's 12:22 on the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday. Kind of a Seattle-type feel to Tucson today with that overcast, and woke up, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, and thought, okay, this is our one day of the monsoon, the summer thunderstorm season, where we'll have actually some drizzle in the morning in Tucson, Arizona. Anyway, as part of the 9/11 10-year anniversary of the September 11 attacks, Habitat for Humanity Tucson is designating one of the 10 homes that Habitat will start that day as a tribute house. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Michael McDonald. Mr. McDonald is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity Tucson. Habitat Tucson was founded in 1980 and is the first Habitat affiliate in the country west of the Mississippi River. Michael McDonald, thanks for being on the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks, Bill, for having me here. Appreciate it.
You guys do fantastic work at Habitat for Humanity. I think everybody agrees on that. And you're really going to be putting some special focus on the 9/11 anniversary.
Absolutely. This will be the 10th anniversary of that tragedy, of course. And at the first anniversary, some of our homeowners said, let's do what we do best and demonstrate that it's a time to build community, literally and metaphorically build the relationships in the community. So this year we're starting 10 homes. One of them is this tribute house, and we're asking people to remember anyone or to honor anyone in their lives, living or deceased, and be involved in helping us to sponsor and build this tribute house. And we've been doing this for the last 10 years because we want to honor that spirit of sacrifice of neighbors helping neighbors.
Michael McDonald is with us from Habitat for Humanity Tucson. Michael, tell me, how do you choose, how is the selection process done for Habitat homes?
That is truly the hardest job at Habitat, because we say yes to so few when there are so many who need safe, decent, affordable homeownership opportunities. Even in today's economy, with the prices dropping and loans available, it's just very difficult for hard-working, lower-income families to have the American dream of homeownership. So we first look at it's not everyone's homeownership program, because you got to be able to do the sweat equity labor. You have to work alongside the volunteers.
You got to get a little sweat involved.
Totally.
There's nothing for free, really, with Habitat.
There really isn't, and we actually say that. We're not a handout program. We're a hand up. So they've got to be able to help build their home. They have to make a modest down payment, and they have to pay a zero interest mortgage back to Habitat over 15 to 30 years. We don't want it to be more than a third of their income on housing. So it's a real chore to get a Habitat home.
How does that work out usually? What's your track record? Pretty good on the folks?
I would say that for every 100 applicants, one is selected. It's a tough process. And so we do encourage people to reapply if they don't get it the first time out. And we have a series of 10 homeownership classes. We'll be offering classes this year for families who don't make it into the class selected for that year, because it is a long, grueling process to become a really responsible homeowner.
790-2040. We would have time to take a call or two for Michael McDonald from Habitat for Humanity. And reminder, coming up at 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show, we have our half-hour debate with the two Green Party candidates for the mayor of Tucson. Michael, last year, I believe you completed and sold 15 high-quality, and these are energy efficient. These are not like cheaply built homes.
They're really not.
These are nice homes.
They are probably the very best home for the price out there in the market. They're Energy Star LEED Silver level energy efficient resource conservation homes. And quite frankly, our volunteers, and we work with hundreds of volunteers, they will not allow us to build sub-quality homes. I mean, there's a lot of love put into these homes. And so we're doing things like 50-year guarantee roofs, ceramic tile roofs. No one else is doing that for entry-level housing. We've got dual piping, gray water plumbing, you know, or go down the sewer. So a lot of work and pride and concern are put into these homes.
Give me the scope of the have you figured out how many people have volunteered on an annual basis for Habitat?
We have. We say it's about 2,500. Last year, we had 42,000 hours of
really?
Volunteerism put into the home.
That's sweat huge. Equity.
That is sweat equity by a lot of people. So in addition to those 15, we also rehabbed another 30, and we did some down payment assistance matching grants for another 28 people. And these are families who are higher income than Habitat, but now's the time to buy. And if you got a decent credit score and you get an FHA loan, now's the time to get into homeownership, help stabilize your family and the neighborhoods.
Another neat part of the portfolio of Habitat for Humanity is the HABA Store. Tell us a little bit about this, Michael McDonald, the HABA Store. Folks might not be aware of it. Where is it and what are they offering there?
Well, we are just east of I-10 on Grant, on the south side of Grant, at Fairview and Grant. And it is 18,000 square feet. It's really a remodeling, recycling center. You know, anyone can donate to the HABA Store. If you're remodeling your kitchen, we'll come get all the stuff you don't want. We don't want you to landfill it. There are just, it's ridiculous, the amount of stuff that winds up in landfills. So we want to avoid that. It's usable. Then we're going to resell it through the HABA Store. We use the net proceeds to build Habitat homes, to rehab other people's homes. So it has been a fantastic source of income for Habitat. It allows us to serve a lot more families. Anyone can shop there. We've got a lot of low-income families shopping there. But we have real estate professionals and property managers who want to remodel, and then you can find a great deal at the HABA Store.
There's everything there, including the kitchen sink.
There truly is.
The HABA Store. Check it out. You know, I have a very dear friend who's going off with Habitat for Humanity on one of your world operations. She went to New Zealand. Now she's going to be going to East Africa in December. It's really wonderful what Habitat does on a national level, and this has really grown into a worldwide organization.
It truly has. You know, over 33 years in operation, Habitat is in all 50 states and 100 countries. And we are the seventh largest U.S. home builder, and I think globally we're just right up there being the largest housing organization. And while we don't think that homeownership is a human right, we think that safe, decent housing is a right for all people, no matter where you live.
Didn't former President Carter start Habitat, or was he one of the early founders?
He's really one of the early, the key figurehead. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't found it. It was founded by a retired attorney, young attorney, who got out of the business, started building homes in Africa, and then started in Georgia. And President Carter and his wife every year help build two Habitat homes.
Wow.
That he does all the carpentry work on.
Wow, he's still out there.
He's doing sweat equity.
Michael McDonald, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Tucson. Check out their Habit store. They've also got the dedication house coming up on 9/11. And your website is?
www.habitattucson.org.
Michael, you have a great afternoon.
Thanks,
and a
Bill.
Great remaining week. Thanks for coming.
You bet.
12:30, we've got the Green Party folks coming up. They're going to go at it square off on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. We've got news, then our debate. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democratic leaders say a partial shutdown of the FAA could still be resolved, even though lawmakers have scattered for their August vacation. A woman who spent 3 nights in Oregon's Mount Hood National Forest after falling off a cliff is recovering from a broken leg, as well as multiple back injuries. An Oklahoma woman who says she's certain that her uncle was the hijacker who became known as D.B. Cooper, the man who jumped out of a plane with $200,000 almost 40 years ago. Updating Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of trading, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up about 20 points, now at 11,886. The NASDAQ ahead 22, and the S&P 500 index is better by 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit pyramidfcu.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at assistanceleaguetucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tinker Verde, at the southwest corner of Tinker Verde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tanker Verde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery on the corner of Tanker Verde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Well, 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we are on AM 1030 KVOI, the voice, the home of the Buckmaster Show. Well, the city of Tucson, the primary election is August the 30th. The vote-by-mail ballots were mailed out on August the 10th. For the first time, the Green Party of Pima County, which has 849 registered Green Party voters in the city of Tucson, has a green mayoral primary for the Tucson mayor seat, which will soon be vacated by three-term Republican Bob Walkup. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Dave Croteau and Mary DeCamp. Mr. Croteau ran for mayor in 1999 as a write-in and challenged Mayor Walkup in 2007. Mary DeCamp is a former candidate for the Ward 3 council seat in 2009. We're delighted to have both of you with us, Dave and Mary. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Bill. Good to be
here.
And
we are just delighted to start our political debate series here on the Buckmaster Show. You will hear the candidates on the Buckmaster Show. What you will not hear, we will not be putting out political ads on the Buckmaster Show. It's a decision that Team Buckmaster came up with, and we think it's a first for a commercial radio station, but we decided we're going to stay neutral and no political ads on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, I'll give my own plug, and you can. we are free to look at our website. Mine is TucsonFutureFocus.blogspot.org.
And Mary?
DeCampForMayor.org. And I really commend you for rejecting the political ads. I think that corporations have weighed in way too heavily on our political debate, and the results, unfortunately, are there for all to see. So I applaud you, Bill. I think that that's marvelous.
Thank you, Mary. 790-2040, if you have a question for Mary or Dave. Dave, let's begin with you. Why did you decide you're going to go again here in the race?
Well, Bill, you know, our future is dependent upon us getting a development plan for Tucson's future that is sustainable. And that means staying within capacity of our environment to assimilate with the population that is here. So I look at the big picture besides our local government, and climate change, peak oil, and the collapsing economy is a crisis not just our nation and community is looking at. It's a worldwide crisis. And I see the opportunity of Tucsonans to use the gifted resources that we have to plan differently than we've planned in the past, which is growth mountain range to mountain range.
Mary, why did you decide to run for mayor?
I decided to run because I want the job. I think I can do an excellent job as your mayor. I come from a very strong service orientation, and my work experience, I've been in the workforce since the age of 14 in a wide range of jobs, from the blue collar to the pink collar to the white collar. I've seen the economy and the workforce inside and out, up and down the scale. And finally, I think that my education is right in line with the job requirements. I've got postgraduate work in political science at George Washington University at Washington, D.C., and communication training at the University of Arizona.
I want to take our first question from one of the Buckmaster Show listeners. This one came in on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, which we're happy to say continues to grow day by day. This is from John Ralston. He said he was fine with us using his name on the air. And John's question, Dave, we'll begin with you, Dave Croteau. In the past, Green Party candidates have run on a platform of
relocalization. Could each of the candidates give the definition of relocalization and state policies that they would like to implement on the city council to help bring this concept to life?
Wow, great question. Yes, both Mary and I have run on a relocalization platform. The local authoritarian to this philosophy is Dave Ewalt. And Dave has done a great deal to educate members of the Green Party and members of the progressive community in Tucson. Relocalization means, Bill, is that we assimilate our economy and our environment in ways that don't degrade or diminish the ability of the environment to recharge, but not necessarily unchanged, but that it gets better, not bigger.
What state policies then would have to be changed to implement that on the city council? Quick follow-up, Dave.
Well, I'm not sure state-wise, but one of the things in relocalization is that we encourage our citizens to spend money on corporations that are here, our locally owned grown businesses, as opposed to constantly giving incentives to larger corporations to come here and really kind of use the local community. So local economy means a local economy focusing on Tucsonans wherewithal with money.
Mary DeCamp, what does relocalization mean to you, that concept?
Dave gave an excellent description there, but I would say that it is bringing the means of production closer to the means of consumption. We have looked at things globally, and what we see are a triple threat descending quickly upon us. With peak oil, we've already sucked out half of the Earth's oil supply, so our gas prices are going to go up. Shipping and transportation charges need to be considered. We see climate change happening. We see more intense weather, what Professor Swaim at the university calls climate weirding. So
the weirding of our weather, right?
The weirding of our weather. Yes, we can see it ourselves.
Yeah.
Relocalization says we've got to have resiliency in place to respond to coming crises. And then finally, the economic threat at the global level has impacted us here locally as well. So my approach to dealing with this is to introduce something called community conservation centers. And these are physical space within the communities that support neighborhoods and community development. And we put in there an entrepreneurial engine who helps small businesses get up and running instead of relying on out-of-state corporations to bring us jobs that pay low wages and suck off our resources.
Okay.
And I would also suggest that we have a hiring practice for city employees that say if you want to work for the city and get paid by the city, you live in the city.
Okay. Coming up on 12:42 on the Buckmaster Show, we're with the two Green Party candidates for the mayor of Tucson. They will be facing off in the August 30th Tucson primary. Dave Croteau and Mary DeCamp with us here in studio. If you'd like to join in the conversation, that was a very good question, wasn't it, from John Ralston about the relocalization. If you have a question for our Green Party candidates, give it to us at 790-2040. Before we take the break, let's try to do this in about a minute or so before we take a quick break. Dave Croteau, what separates you from Mary? Is there some issue that separates you from what Mary stands for?
Well, the obvious is that Mary is a beautiful woman, and I'm
other than the obvious, I should have said, okay.
Well, you know, we've really been blessed to have an ideal that our two-party system is broke, and an alternative to the two-party system leaves us an opportunity to expand on what we find the Green Party and its 10 key values to do. So we separate in that we reach consensus as opposed to I'm against her, she's against me. We're getting better at honing our message rather than attacking one another. And I think the other two parties could learn something from that.
Mary, is there a particular issue that you think separates you from Dave?
The only thing that I see is something that can be changed. I'm running on the clean elections program, and Dave is going for the $500 and under. He can change that paperwork at any time, but that's the biggest difference that I see.
Just the mechanics of the campaign?
Well, it's a strategy, you know, because we want to represent a proportion of Tucson that knows what our 10 key values mean, and we separate our difference between the other two, and we can be the deal breaker between the other two parties. Neither one of them's going to be able to win without Greens in the future.
Okay, we'll be talking about some specific issues that's coming up with our Green Party candidates. This is the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, home of the Buckmaster Show.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza. Topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit Service. With 30 projects under construction, including Tankerverde Road and the Catalina Highway to Houghton and the bus pullout at Ina and Oracle, please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting. And you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
It's 12:49 on the Buckmaster Show. We continue now with the two Green Party candidates for mayor. Dave Croteau is with us and Mary DeCamp. Let's try to cover some of these major issues. Of course, time is short, so we'll begin with the economy. Mary, let's begin with you. What would you do to bring more jobs to the city of Tucson?
Well, I introduced the idea in the first half, and that was the Community Conservation Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighborhood centers that focus on building connections and support for small entrepreneurial enterprises. Those are the real engines of economic recovery. They account for 80 to 85% of the local circulation of currency, and we should be doing more to support them instead of expecting them to bear the whole burden of economic growth without the resources available.
Dave Croteau.
Bill, I'm focusing on Tucson's future with areas that we can develop with the assets that we already have. Primarily, the four pillars of my economic plan would be health and education. We are a center, and should be no offense to anyone, a mecca for drawing the intelligent, healthy individuals who want to share our community and the great resource that is the University of Arizona. And then there's the retirement. We've become a wonderful place for people to spend their later years. And what complements that is the tourism business. So if we have the tourism business, we have the retirement, people are coming here, spending their money, and then leaving. No offense to the retired people, but they're going to go in a good way. And the fourth one, the most important for me, Bill, is living wage service industry. So if you're serving those people a restaurant dinner, or whether you're serving an elderly in a assisted care situation. We in Tucson deserve living wages no matter how we service the community. So I think our future could be based upon those resources.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for our Green Party candidates, feel free to join in the conversation. I want to ask you about the pothole situation. I think one of the things that people worry so much about in Tucson, and rightly so, the roads, they're terrible. Dave Croteau.
Well, you know, my concept of our city council is to introduce middle council or middle government, the neighborhood association, our neighborhood councils. And when development services and police resources and the city services work directly with the individual neighborhoods, we can direct those resources where they're needed the most.
You'd like to see more power for the neighborhoods, actually.
When neighborhoods like mine and West University have a seat at the table, we get input in how we can develop and how we can assist city services and communicate with the police on our security issues. Absolutely.
Okay. Mary, before we, I'll let you answer that question about potholes, then I've got Wayne on the line. He wants to ask a question about living wages. So go ahead on
all
the potholes.
Right. On the potholes, I say let's stop them before they start. The reason that we've got potholes is because we do use our roads heavily, and most of the traffic that goes along our roads is single occupancy vehicles. We could do a much better job by examining the budget for the city bus service and re-examining more efficient ways to boost ridership there. Alternative transportation models. We are a gold standard city for bicycle traffic.
Yeah, it's one
traffic.
Of the big bicycle meccas of the country.
It is, and I don't think that we have made full use of that. We haven't encouraged city employees or university to take part as fully as they should. So I'd say stop those potholes before they start.
Okay, now let's put your headsets on there, candidate, so you'll be able to hear Wayne with his question. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on the Buckmaster Show.
Yeah, I heard mention of a living wage for wait staff, and I'd like to know how you would define it and how you would enforce it.
Well, I don't think the enforcement is so much as the encouragement and what you intend to do as a business. So if Tucsonans decide that they're going to spend their money on a fast food that sends a portion of that food proceeds and profit outside in a national corporation, or whether or not it's going to stay in a local restaurant. You know, on Monday nights, Mary and I are meeting at La Indita restaurant on 4th Avenue, and we're going to be sure that La Indita gets all of our dollars, and so they have the opportunity to support their staff without sending a portion of it in corporate profits that lead the city.
790-2040. We've got about 5 minutes left in our conversation with the two Green Party candidates. And if you would like to get a call in and a question in, we have time to take those questions. We've talked a little bit about potholes, talked about the economy. Downtown is certainly going to be a huge focus of whoever is elected on the Tucson City Council and what's going to be happening with that situation. So, Dave Croteau, what about downtown? On the right track, wrong track, or what?
Well, I'm very concerned about the track that we're on, and that's adding two tracks down 4th Avenue and having a thoroughfare down 4th Avenue when historically we did have a rail. We had two public transportation systems, and one rail down the center of 4th Avenue would do. I do think they're spending an awful lot of hope on the rail being a engine driver for the economy, and I just would rather see us address the needs of the businesses that are in the local area, and by all means, don't displace them with a long-term construction that's going to displace those businesses on 4th Avenue.
And Mary is it DeCamp. All right if I go back to Wayne's question? I didn't get to weigh in on that.
Go ahead. And
thank you.
Weigh in on that quickly, because then I want to take Bruce is ready on the phone about locally made biofuels.
All right.
Okay.
Wayne asked about living wage jobs, and I've done a lot of study on the inputs of happiness and quality of life for people. What studies determine is that after a certain level, after like $75,000 a year here in America, that incremental increases in one's income don't contribute significantly to one's well-being. So I say based on that, let's look at introducing a maximum wage cap for our city employees. If 75,000 is the cutoff, let's be generous and say 80,000. But this idea of paying our city employees these gold-plated six figures. Yes, the news story about three top city officials getting raises when other city employees are facing furloughs is unconscionable. And I would also say that when we're dealing with companies, when we're looking for procurement, what we have to do is examine their wage structures. And if they have the lowest paid employee earning, you know, 10 and 20 and 100 times less than the top wage employee, we don't do business with that type of enterprise.
Let's go now to Bruce. Is ready to want to talk about locally made biofuels. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi. Hey, I just got through reading this incredible book, and it's Alcohol Can Be a Gas by David Bloom. And he, they're China and Brazil right now are making their own biofuels, and it's really an efficient and non-polluting fuel. I wonder if you knew anything about that.
Either of you know anything about the biofuels?
There's lots of alternatives, and I know there's some local people here that are collecting oil from the local businesses that use oil and are converted into fuel. But long term, I'm skeptical whether or not we can trade off farmland for fuel land.
I agree. The research that I've done indicates that the energy that goes into producing biofuels, especially here in Arizona where our water is such an issue, I think that it's much more fruitful to look at solar energy wind-generated energy and go for more of the electric vehicles instead of the combustible engines.
Quickly, running out of time. Mary, I didn't give you a chance to answer about downtown, so I'll give you a few quick seconds about downtown.
I'm very pleased with the way downtown is looking and feeling. If you've been down to the second Saturday nights, you know what a vibrant and thriving community is down there. We have got such treasures that are placed right in our downtown, and I feel that efforts are underway, and they've been very strong to build up our downtown.
Mary DeCamp and Dave Croteau have been with us, Green Party candidates for mayor. Thank you both very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. It's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. A reminder that the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by one of our fine sponsors, Flowers, Rieger, and Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. They are the CPA firm for the Buckmaster Show. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Coming up Friday on the Friday Focus, we'll have Gary Hayes of the RTA. That's planned, plus our Friday Reporters Roundtable. I am Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of Mary DeCamp and Dave Croteau, who have been with me in studio, have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.